Rather, that the department will return to its status quo. In today's weather, it's currently about 80 degrees in D.C. That's all for your headline news this hour. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe and thank you for listening.
You know that health is wealth and ITAL is vital. They're not just some rhyming words. It's something that's just got to be heard. Who is responsible for your health? Look in the mirror, it's your very own self. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, ITAL is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ITAL is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, ITAL is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ITAL is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Tracking with the herb at the field for the healing of the nation. Fruit and vegetable for medication. So much food, so much variation. Sustenation for all generation. It's there in abundance. Vitamins and minerals and whole heap of nutrients. Anti-inflammatory and antioxidants. Give your temple a chance. Cause health is wealth, ITAL is vital. You gotta take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ITAL is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, ITAL is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ITAL is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Vegan, we're vegan. Plant BS, we say. Long time Rastafari.
And good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of To Your Health. To Your Health is a program designed not only to inform, but to also turn your life and health around. I'm your host, Dr. Theodore Watkins, and I'm here with my trusty assistant, Mr. Frank Smith. Good afternoon, Brother Frank.
Good afternoon. Support for To Your Health comes in part from Dr. Theodore Watkins of the Watkins Institute. Dr. Watkins believes and teaches that healthy living can reverse diseases and extend life. He advocates holistic medicine. Further information is available at www.twiliving.com.
You know, today we're going to take another dive into a familiar subject, and that subject is exercise. And we're calling our show, and actually Frank is the one that came up with the with the title. But I like it. Sweat, smile, and repeat: a blueprint for sustainable fitness. Sweat, smile, and repeat, your blueprint for sustainable fitness. You know, starting an exercise program can be a challenge, Brother Frank.
Yes, sir.
But really, it's the sustaining it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the sustaining it that's really the goal. The most successful approaches to accomplishing this is to make your physical activity natural and an enjoyable part of your life. And so we're going to look at this sweat, smile, and repeat and try to help you build momentum, find joy in movement, and create a lasting habit. Now, let's start with sweat. You know, the primary objective of this, I'm going to call it the first phase, is to establish a consistent routine, And initially, you don't worry about intensity. You're simply focusing on just showing up. You know, just show up. You know, I tell my patients, I want you to get started at a comfortable pace. You know, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody but yourself. And so you wanna start out at a comfortable pace, you know, and you wanna set some realistic goals, all right? And then you wanna schedule it. You wanna block out some time. Now, initially, you may do 20, 30 minutes, all right? 3-4 times a week, and put that on your schedule. But what you're really doing is you're looking at yourself and how your body responds, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I first started a exercise program in my office, I put this lady on a treadmill at 1 mile an hour, and Frank, she was able to walk for 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped her, and we talked a little bit, and once she got her wind back, I started her again. She went 10 seconds. I stopped her.
Yep.
We talked some more. And, you know, you can tell when a person is winded because they can't talk, you know. But when she was able to talk good, we started her again. And she was able to go for 15 seconds. All right, go home. Come back tomorrow. Second day, we do it. The third day, I had a goal. I had a goal of getting her to walk a total of 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 3 times, you know, start and stop. This lady walked for 30 minutes nonstop. That's right. 30 minutes nonstop. So what you do, you start out at a comfortable pace, you know, and then as your body, you know, becomes more accustomed to it, then you move, you know. Here in this space, you're trying to get in shape, all right? You're trying to, you know, I was talking to a patient just today, and he's about 90, 94, 95, and he was talking about getting old. I said, man, you're a young man. He said, I think like I'm 70, but I'm not functioning like I'm 70. I said, you just out of shape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said, you know, when we were young, we'd be on the basketball court 4 or 5 hours.
That's right. Till dark.
in the dark. I can remember. I can remember, man, we didn't have lights. You know, I'm project, right, Brother
mm-hmm.
Frank?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have lighted courts, you know, but the baskets had holes in them, you know. The backboard had holes, and the street light would shine through the holes.
Wow.
And we would use that, man, as our light. It'd be firing the rock in the middle of the night. So you start out and set a goal to get yourself in shape. You want to keep it simple. You want to begin with low impact, you know, something that's easy to access, you know, a walk or if you can a jog or cycling, you know, you can do a beginner's friendly fitness app. You know, the key is to start slowly and gradually build. All right. And avoid injury and avoid burnout. Now, you know, I tell my patients, I never want them to get tired. I never want them to get tired. And there's a couple reasons for that. One, if you get tired, Brother Frank, then it takes a longer time to recover. All right. You can't recover in 2-3 minutes. if you get tired, it takes much, much longer. And so I want you to never get tired. When you start to get tired, you stop. And then you rest. And then the other reason is because if you get tired, when you get home, you can't even get to the bed. You fall out on the couch, you know, or in the middle of the floor. And I ain't, that Dr. Watson, I ain't going back out there no more. And you get burnt out before you even get started, you know. You want to focus on the sensation. You want to focus on the sensation. Your goal is to feel the sweat, you know. You want to get to the point where you can feel sweat. My wife and I will be out walking. And she said, baby, look at my face. I said, yeah, you're sweating, baby. You know, I said, that's good. That's cleaning out those pores. That's bringing out that beauty. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what you want to do. You want to sweat, and you want to feel that sensation. You know, you want to get a consistent routine of shorter, more moderate exercises that's more effective in the long term than just trying to, you know, do an overly strenuous session. So you may do this for 1 to 2 or 1 to 4 weeks, you know, in this initial phase one. But then you get to phase two, and that's the smile.
Yeah.
That's the smile. You know, and this phase is about having some fun. And in this phase, you're starting to feel the physical and mental benefit of what you're doing, you know. And this will make you look forward to your exercise, you know. You find your fun. You know, if you hate a workout, you're not going to stick to it. And so I tell my patients, I believe that walking is the best exercise, but I also know that dancing, we talked about that last week, and line dancing and so forth, it's fun. You got the music, you know, that may be where you want to get started, you know, hiking, swimming, you know, you may want to join a sports team, although I'm encouraging people to get a more sustainable aerobic thing, something that you can do longer. You want to prevent boredom, you know, and overuse injury. You want to incorporate different types of exercises. You know, you may want to alternate between that cardio, you know, like walking, jogging, you know, with strength building, or using resistance bands, you know, push-ups or sit-ups, you know, you want to get some stretching in, you know, you want to start challenging your body in this phase, and you want to, Brother Frank, acknowledge your progress.
Oh yeah.
All right. You want to acknowledge your progress. You want to pay attention to how you feel. Are you sleeping better? You know, do you have more energy? What is happening with your mood? You know, you want to notice these positive changes because they reinforce the habit and they strengthen your motivation. You know, the number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. 0893. This is Dr. Theodore Watkins. I'm with my trusty assistant, Mr. Frank Smith. And today we're talking about sweat, smile, and repeat. Your blueprint for sustainable fitness. Your blueprint for sustainable fitness. So we talked about, you know, the smile phase. And you may for 8 weeks in the smile phase. But then comes phase three. And phase three is critically important. And this is the repeat phase. This is the ongoing phase. This is the phase where your routine is transformed, Brother Frank, into a lifelong habit. Yes, exercise becomes natural, and it becomes an integral part of your life. And that's where you want to get. You were saying something about my brother?
No, that's it. I was just agreeing.
Yeah, man. So that's where you want to go. And what happened, most people never get to this phase. All right? They never get to this phase because they don't allow themselves to go through those first two phases so that they can start enjoying what they're doing, you know? And you, I mean, here you beating yourself up, Brother Frank.
Yes, sir.
You're leaving sore and tired, and you know, if your lady, your hair's all out of whack, you know. But you look in the mirror, and you say, I'm doing this for me. You know, I do for others. This I'm doing for myself. 202-588-0893. Give us a call with questions or comments, or share your experience in building your exercise routine. You know, this final phase of repeat is so important. You want to listen to your body, you know? You want to understand the difference between healthy muscle soreness and pain. All right. So you're becoming an expert at this point, so that you know how to really exercise on a sustained basis. You want to schedule days of rest. You want to allow your body time to recover. You know, especially when you're doing this resistance exercises, you know, the weights and so forth. You know, you're injuring, you're tearing muscles. You know, that's how they grow. But you want to give your body time to heal and to repair. You know, you're pushing. If you push through the pain, you can result in an injury. You know. And you don't want that, because then when you injure, then you have to lay off for a longer period of time. You know, if you just a little pull, you relax, give yourself a time to heal, and then you get back out there. You want to be flexible. Be kind to yourself, you know. Life is unpredictable, you know. If you miss a workout, don't blow up, you know. The number's 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. If you got a question or comment, give us a call. Let's go to our phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Yeah, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment to what you're speaking about in terms of starting an exercise program. It's very vital to the quality of our life. And I realize that now, being 59 years old, being an ex first responder, got injured on my job. I was retired early as a result of my injury. But I just finished walking 3 miles right before your show started.
And that's all right now.
That's what I do. 4 days a week. I was up to 5 miles a day, but I backed it down to 3 miles a day, 4 days a week, in addition to going to the LA Fitness to do my strength training and my swimming so that I can keep my joints lubricated. So it's vital to what you're saying that, you know, the biggest challenge is getting started. That's the biggest challenge.
You're absolutely correct. And, you know, because we have all kind of excuses as to why we don't want to get started, you know. Many of them are rooted in past failures. And so if you got a plan and you work your plan, you're much more likely to succeed. How long have you been exercising?
I'm going to go all the way back to the age of 12.
All right now.
Age of 12. I've been exercising, been taking care of my body in terms of being conscientious of the attributes that comes from exercise and eating right and keeping a sound mind is so vital to your quality of life. So I've been doing it for a long time. It is a lifestyle to me. It's not like it's a routine. It's actually a lifestyle of mine.
So now at age 12, was it exercise or was it just fun?
Oh, no. I was a boxer at the age of 12.
Okay. So you were really exercise.
Yes, sir. So I started boxing at the age of 12, and I played contact football at the age of 12.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Most of us, we started out just fun, you know, although,
yes, sir.
You know, I was serious about it, but it was fun.
Mm-hmm. It was fun. It was fun to me, but, you know, a lot of your elders, when you grow up, and it's funny that you mentioned the projects earlier. I grew up in the projects of D.C., right over in Southeast D.C., to be exact. And I remember one of my elders in my community. That guy was fit like he was cut out of a piece of granite, man. And I always aspired to have a physique like this one guy had in the neighborhood. And so when I started playing football and I started boxing, and my coaches was telling me how important it was to eat, get your rest, make sure you do your exercise on a regular basis,
yes, sir.
Like in the process of having fun. But I became very serious as I started getting older, understanding the benefits of staying fit and how important, you know, it did something to your spirit and your psyche.
Yes.
When you look at
yes.
your body when you're a young man and you see your muscles develop and you see these things happening right before your eyes, it just does something. It just gives you a motivation to keep on going no matter what. Just keep going, man. Keep going.
All right. Appreciate it, brother.
Yes, sir.
You just keep on going. Keep on going. The number is 202-588-0893. Give us a call with your questions or comments. Let's go back to our phone. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Yes, sir. Dr. Watkins.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Dean. How are you doing?
Hey, Dean.
All right. I'm doing extremely well, Brother Dean.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear it. I knew that you weren't feeling so well, you know, for a little while. But anyway, what I wanted to say is, you know, I'm 75 now. And I was... doing exercises as I got older got to be a challenge.
All right.
But the thing is, when I did it, I started to feel better. Because sometimes
yes.
I would lay off, you know, for a little while. But the most important thing is that I discovered is that just starting, you know, when you make up your mind that you're going to do it and you say, like, you're going to start exercising today at 3 o'clock, as soon as you start setting up, you know, I start feeling better. The moment before I start feeling good about myself. And when you start feeling good about yourself, your day goes better. And then when you get through with the exercises, you know, I say to myself, wow, I did it. You know, I can think better, you know, and make decisions better and so forth. Not only does it affect your body, but it affects your mind and it affects your soul. You know, so
yes.
Once you could make up your mind that you're going to do it and you start your very first exercise, even if you don't, usually I work out for about an hour. But, you know, even if I did it 15 minutes, I did something, you know.
Yes.
So the next time I'll come back and do it, I'll do it a half hour. And then the next day, you know, since I did it for a half hour, I know I can make it to an hour. So, you know, the blood goes all, you know, moves around throughout my body. The air goes to your mind. It goes everywhere. And, you know, of course, since I do that, I'm going to eat right, because I do like sweets and so forth. But I'll say to myself, good gracious, you know, I did that. I leave them cookies alone, you know. And so I don't buy cookies, you know, on purpose. You know, I don't buy potato chips on purpose. And, you know, even though if I buy a bag of chips, I'll eat the whole bag, you know, in one sit down.
Yeah.
You know, especially if the TV is there, and then I'll start feeling bad and so forth. But I just want to make sure, you know, that I get my message across. Just keep it in your mind to start. And once you start feeling much better. It makes your day better because, you know, that was your goal, you know, to get back into your own program. And it uplifts your spirit. That's basically all I want to say. You know,
appreciate it. Keep up the good work, and you're a young man. You're a young man,
Doc. Let me add to Dean's statement. It makes your night better too.
Exactly.
I don't know whether you're still having sex or not, but it makes you perform better for sure.
Absolutely.
There's so many benefits.
I'm telling you.
Right.
I'm telling you.
Right.
And it makes you rest well.
Exactly.
You
know, exactly.
You wake up refreshed.
And people, if you can learn how to meditate, that's another bonus. You know,
yes. we're gonna talk about that in a minute, Brother Dean.
Okay.
We're certainly gonna talk about that because that's another important thing. The number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Give us a call with comments or questions. Let's go back to our phones. Just call her. You're on the line.
Hey, Dr. Walker, it's Marvin, Fort Washington, Maryland. How you doing, man? How you feel?
Brother Marvin.
You know, in the last 30 days, I've had a resurgence, and I said, hydrating. When I get up every day, just hydrate all day long. When I say,
all right,
I done ate about six yellow watermelons in the last 7-8 days. Okay, I mean, there's so many health benefits from juicing green vegetables, beets. I drink a quart of beet juice maybe 3-4 times a week. Okay.
Man.
And that, man, you have to hydrate. There's nothing more important. This morning when I woke up, you know, did my meditation, I squeezed 3 lemons, 3 limes, a scoop of organic turmeric powder, and some apple cider vinegar. That's regulating the blood sugar. And I ate a lot of pineapples this morning. All that is, I'm on an anti-inflammatory diet. Along with the exercising, you have to constantly hydrate all day long. I mean, forget the potato chips. You have to hydrate. There's nothing more important than hydrating and juicing, okay? And eating, I mean, if you want to eat some black beans, quinoa, stuff like that, but I'm constantly hydrating. I got to go get me about 7 more watermelons.
All right, man. Now, are these good watermelons, man?
These are really good watermelons, man.
You got to call and tell me where you get them, because I've had one halfway good watermelon all year.
No. Yeah. I had about 5 yellow watermelons in the last 7-8 days, man. I mean, it was amazing,
wow.
man. Amazing. And it hydrates you, it regulates blood sugar, it provides the body.
Watermelon is good. It's also good for the prostate, too, my brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
For your brother.
And a good source. You know,
it contains enzymes. It's not, you know, black folk, we knew what we were doing when we started eating them watermelon.
and you yes, know, yes. It's a great source of vitamin A. It helps improve your eyesight. A great source of vitamin C. You know, we got to go to these plant-based foods, man, to give us that stamina and energy at 60, 65, 70, 75. It got to work.
Yeah.
Frank, this is Marvin. Now I remember Marvin when he first came to me.
Mm-hmm.
About 15 years ago, Marvin?
Actually, about 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm. 25, man, it was a while back. And Marvin was struggling, man. But he just kept hanging in there, you know?
I had bad habits.
He kept hanging in there. And listen to him now.
I'm so
proud of you, man.
Hey, Marvin, I don't know whether we still have your number or not. We still got his number, Doc?
I believe so. I believe so.
Okay. Good. We're going to save him and Dean for a testimonial show.
Yeah. They both. I remember both. They've been around a long time. And Marvin just hung in there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're talking about this third phase. Do we have another caller?
Yeah.
Let's go back to our phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Is that me?
That's you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Watson and Brother Frank. Thank you so much. This is Lynn in Maryland. I've been away for 4 months in the hospital and then in rehab, but I'm scheduled to see a cardiologist for surgery because my aortic valve is almost completely shut. And I just wanted to get your advice because, like, listen, the guy talk about water. I'm like, oh, I'd die for some water and watermelon because I'm on water restriction to 32 ounces a day. And I'm just, you know, I've been struggling for a couple years. I remember calling you because I was feeling so bad, but I didn't know what it was. And I got to where I couldn't walk without holding on to stuff and I couldn't breathe. And at least now I know what it is, but the rehab wasn't helpful. And I finally got to the point where I was just like, I'm picking up the phone and making my own appointment with the cardiologist. And by the time I did that,
you may want to give me a call later on and see if we can help you at this point. You know, there's a possibility.
Okay, good, because my thing is always I'd do anything other than surgery, but, you know, I don't want to wake up oinking or anything, you know.
No, you have to do what's necessary, but, you know, if we can avoid it, we should avoid it, but, you know, give me a holler. You know how to reach me.
Okay, all right. Well, I don't. Somebody cleaned out my house and moved everything, but I'll listen to your numbers at the end of the program. So thank you both, and it's so great to hear your voices. God bless you, and I'm sorry to hear you weren't feeling well, but you sound great now. So
I'm back.
Well,
I'm back.
Oh, good.
One of the things that I found in my recovery, you know, because some of it was my fault, neglect. Most of it was my fault, neglect. But because I did so many other things right, all right, that once I corrected the areas that was messed up, I came back, you know, like gangbusters, you know. and that's what you have to do. You have to get consistent. You know, Marvin talked about, you know, the aspect of fluid intake. You know, someone else talked about diet. You know, you. It's important to get on an exercise program, and exercise is one of the most important things you can do in order to sustain health. All right.
Yeah. Yes.
There have been studies to show that if you exercise, you know, 15 minutes a day. Then you decrease your life. I mean, you increase your life expectancy by about 7%. If you exercise 30 minutes a day, you up to about 14. If you exercise an hour a day, I think it's up to about 24 percent. So it is, exercise is very important, but in addition to that, there are other aspects that we've talked about, but we just talk about exercise today because it's so difficult for so many people to get on a good exercise program. And one of the things we talked about this final phase of repeating, this ongoing, where you're making it a part of your lifestyle. It's an integral part of your lifestyle. You know, I said you have to be flexible with yourself. If you miss a workout, don't beat up on yourself. We become our worst enemy because we beat up on ourselves. If I mess up, I say, Lord, forgive me. I done messed up, you know, and then get back out there and in the fight. And that's the way you have to do it. You got to track your progress. All right. You got to track your progress. You know, whether it's keeping a journal or an app or whatever, you know, you have to know what you're doing and be able to track what your progress, how often you exercise, et cetera, you know. And if you can't get out, it's raining, have a backup plan, you know, we got to use our heads for more than a hat rack, Brother Frank.
Yeah.
You know,
yes, sir.
We have to learn to be creative.
You can use steps. You can go up and down, one step, back down, up, down, up, down. Just keep moving.
That's
but you
right.
know, writing it down does make all the difference in the world because it reinforces the positive. And you'll see when you miss, and then it's like you miss it. You don't beat yourself up. You're like, oh, look how great I've been doing, and you want to get right back on.
That's right. Reinforce the fact that you've been doing well, and get back out there and hit it. You know.
Yep, and talk positively to ourselves.
That's right. That's right. You know,
and one of the
other things that's critical, I believe, in helping to accomplish this is the role of spirituality, you know. And I'm not telling people what they should believe, but, you know, I use scriptures, you know, and memorizing scriptures, you know. I it's funny, Brother Frank, I ran across something this morning when I was, you said I was up early. I was up early working, and I ran across this thing, this worship thought that I had done for my 2-year-old granddaughter at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked about my first text that I ever remember learning was, I once was young, and now I'm old, yet never have I seen the righteous forsaken,
yes,
nor seen begging bread.
Yes.
Now, see, some people may not appreciate that, but for me, I was po. We were po. You know, but and I wanted to be a doctor. You know, age 5, I wanted to be a doctor, but I didn't know any doctors except the ones I would see in the clinic. You know.
Mm.
But that text was so important. I once was young, and now I'm old. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed, his offspring, begging bread. You know. And so as we talked in the worship, then I told her, I once was young, and now I am old. Yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor is big bread. And I told her, you are now young, and one day you will be old, and you'll be able to say the same thing. We have to use scriptures and other positive things to renew our strength and endurance. We gotta speak the words that God will provide the strength that you need, that He will provide whatever it is that you need, and this will help you in terms of your enhanced focus, your mindedness. You can repeat these things as you walk, you know, and you can recite them, you know, and it just gives you the discipline to keep going. And so I think it's important for us to use whatever tools we have in our store box. And for years, Frank, probably the first 15 years of my practice, I would never mention spirituality to my patients. And the reason was I didn't want to impose my views on my patients.
Yeah.
And even now I don't want to do that. But so the Lord sort of smacked me inside my head and said, I'm the best thing you got going for you. You know, don't forget where you came from, boy, and how you got here. You know, and then it hit me. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about spirituality. You know, and 99.9% of my patients are spiritual patients. Yeah. You know, we don't all believe the same thing, but we believe. And if we use that belief, we use that strength, that got us through. And we need to remember that got us through. And what would you say, my brother?
Yeah, I would say I used to watch Netflix or, you know, when I was on my elliptical in the wintertime when the weather was bad. And I was degrading my spirit at the same time I was heightening my physical self. And I said, this is working against me. So I now listen to a sermon or to scripture or teaching, and I'm working on my spirit. At the same time, I'm working on my body. Hallelujah.
One of my patients, we interviewed him some weeks ago, Roy. Roy, if you recall, Roy is blind.
Mm-hmm.
And Roy, he used to be quite a singer, but he hadn't been singing. But now he gets on his treadmill and he plays his songs.
Yes.
And his voice is coming back. He's singing those songs.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps to pass the time, but it also helps to give you the inspiration. You know, I've said many times, my family are singers. I'm the only one that that doesn't have that melodious voice. But I used to sing all the time. And my mama said, keep on singing some. When you get to heaven, God's going to give you a voice. But as we use these kind of tools to help us, we can accomplish so much more. You know, we are able to do all things. We can do what? All things through Christ that strengthens me. And so as you think about it, a cast of bread upon the water and a return after many days, you know, we have to, you know, do what we need to do. Once again, the number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. If there are any other callers with questions or comments, feel free. Exercise is so important as a part of our overall health plan.
Mm-hmm.
I've said so many times that stress reduction is number one, because stress is the number one cause of death in this country. But right behind stress is exercise. Mm-hmm. Right behind stress is exercise. And if you look at the studies, And there are many, many studies out there. So it's not just my opinion. They've been tracking this thing and get it out there walking, stretching. And that's one thing that I didn't do growing up. And I'm learning now to the importance of stretching. You know, when my back started giving me some problems, I found out if I do some stretching with that hot water running on my back, man, those muscles just relax, mm-hmm. and the pain just goes away. Mm-hmm. So we can use exercise therapeutically. Nathan Prinigan says that it's impossible to be depressed and jog at the same time. It's impossible to be depressed and jog at the same time because, you're secreting those endorphins and they heighten your spirit, you know. Exercise strengthens the immune system. And as we've talked about inflammation, and inflammation is part of immune failure, all right? At least chronic inflammation is part of immune failure. And exercise helps to decrease that inflammation. It helps to improve your immune system. And so, you know, we want to exercise. Exercise helps with the heart, you know, help get the blood flowing through the heart, help to prevent heart disease, and it helps to reverse heart disease. 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phone. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Hello?
We don't have any other caller.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Yes. Yes, I would like to say, Dr. Watkins, I've been listening to you a long time and have been so inspired by you. Let me say this. I live in a 15-story building, and I'm 84 years old, and I have a calcified, left calcified aorta. However, I climb 8 flights of steps every
wow.
single day, every day.
Mercy. Mercy. 85.
That's yes. good.
Yes.
How long have you been doing that?
I would say about 3 years at least. Maybe 4.
Mm-hmm. And does it help?
It seems to help me. It helps with sleeping, and I just generally feel better. Yes.
And climbing steps is not easy.
I do them 2 at a time.
Oh wow!
it's
That's
boring
good.
To do. It's too boring to do them one after the other. So I do.
Yeah,
them.
You're pushing yourself.
Yeah. Yes.
That's good. That's good. You hear that, audience?
How did you happen to start doing that?
I honestly don't even remember. I just said to myself, you know, it was cold in the wintertime, and I always had an excuse not to go out because it was cold. And I said, wait a minute, you've got to do something. You can't just sit here. You can't, you know. So I said, you know, the easiest thing to do is to go up those steps. And you know, it only takes me about 3 to 5 to 8 minutes. I've timed it.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
Yeah,
that is fantastic. That's fantastic, and because you're doing it every day, you're constantly building up, and I dare say that heart is getting better.
I hope so. Yes, yes.
Your pulse rate is decreasing, and what we call the ejection fraction is improving. You know, mm-hmm. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you very much. But I'm inspired by you, really and truly. I listen to you every Monday.
Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. We're excited. We want to be a benefit, you know, be a benefit. And thank you so much. Well, Brother Frank, this exercise thing, the key is to get started. And don't stop.
Yeah.
Get started and don't stop. If you need any help, give us a call. We'll be more than happy to assist you in getting your program going. But it's important that you get on a regular exercise program so that you can have that sustained health. You may be out of shape, but you can get back in shape. All right, Brother Frank, I'm going to turn it over to you.
All right, Lynn, leave your telephone number with the engineer. Call in and leave your telephone number with the engineer. We want to thank our engineers, Mike Nasella and Kalia Chapman. They do a fantastic job. We want to thank you, Mayuki Williams, Acting General Manager, Katia Stitt, Program Director, and all of WPFW staff, engineers, programmers, volunteers, and our loyal listeners and contributors. Thank you, Joni Eisenberg, for doing what you do. Blessings to you and prayers to you and your friend. Thank you, Oladari and Maccabee, for your music contributions. Stay tuned to WPFW, Jazz and Justice Radio. Next up is African Deep Thought Edition with Brother Kaba. After that, To the East with Ambrose Lane Jr. Listening next Monday at 2 p.m. for another life-saving broadcast of To Your Health. Support for To Your Health comes in part from Dr. Theodore Watkins of the Watkins Institute. Dr. Watkins believes teaching healthy living can reverse diseases and extend life. He advocates holistic medicine. Further information is available at www.twiliving.com.
Salamata! I tell and a vegan, we're vegan. I and I eat from the earth and leave the animals to give birth. No deaders, no fur, no feathers. When I tell people I don't eat meat, fish or dairy, then look for me strangely. Then I realize I eat a very wide variety. Listen to Maccabee. Yo, how when me eat, them I wanna when me eat. When me tell him, say me no eat no fish nor no meat now. How when me eat, them I wanna when me yum. When me tell him, say that I'm a vegan, man. How when me eat, them I wanna when me eat. When me tell him, say me no eat no fish nor no meat now. How when me eat, them I wanna when me yum. When me tell him, say that I'm a vegan. When me no eat no meat, no fish, no cheese, nah, no egg. Nothing with no foot, no eye, no wing, nah, no head. Nothing with no lip, no ears, no tongue, nah, no leg. Prefer fruit and vegetables instead. Ha, be careful.
The United Black Community presents the 21st Annual Love Supreme, a musical, poetic birthday tribute to another Ruth. John Coltrane, featuring the Nasa Abadie Quintet, Cindy Brown, Kenny Carroll, Nana Malaya, and more on Friday, September 19, 2025 at 7 p.m. at E-Life Restaurant, 9033 Central Avenue, Capitol Heights, Maryland. Details, UBC and DC at yahoo.com, 240-832-7203. Thank you.
WPFW, your station for jazz and justice, is seeking a leader to serve as WPFW's next general manager. We are looking for someone with strong managerial skills, a commitment to independent media, an appreciation for African American culture and history, and a passion for community service. The general manager will guide WPFW's mission, oversee an extraordinary group of staff and volunteers, and help build the future of this listener-supported community treasure. If you are ready to lead with creativity, integrity, and vision, we want to hear from you. To apply or learn more, visit hr@pacifica.org.
The Can I Kick It outdoor summer movie series presented by Shaolin Jazz is back and is coming to Southeast DC for the first time ever. Enjoy 3 nights of martial arts and action films scored live with hip-hop, soul, and more, mixed by WPFW alum DJ Two Tone Jones. Saturday, September 20th at Skyland Town Center, with a screening of Berry Gordy's The Last Dragon. Then on Saturday, October 25th, the series concludes with the screening of I'm Gonna Get You Sucker at the Capitol Hill Boys Club Artist Gallery. Each event begins at 7 p.m. with a guest DJ set, followed by the movie at 8:30 p.m. Blankets and lawn chairs are welcome. For more details, visit shaolinjazz.com. shaolinjazz.com.
Good afternoon. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Here are some headlines for this hour. Authorities in Utah are preparing to file capital murder charges as early as tomorrow against Tyler Robinson, the 22-year-old suspect in the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Robinson, who was stationed on the roof of Utah Valley University, killed Kirk last Wednesday while he was speaking at the school during one of his many campus stops. Charlie Kirk was a conservative activist who aimed to bring young professed Christians into politics. He was also a confidant of President Trump and a close friend of Vice President Vance. Today, investigators reported that DNA evidence that was found near the scene of the shooting matches that of Robinson, who was arrested a day after the shooting. Investigators also learned that Robinson developed a hatred for Kirk and wrote a note before the shooting saying that if he got an opportunity to take Kirk's life, he was going to do so. Tyler Robinson's family and friends revealed that he spent large amounts of time scrolling the, quote, dark corners of the internet, leading authorities to believe that he had been radicalized. TikTok is currently one of the most popular social media apps, with around 170 million users in the United States alone, many of whom are young people. However, the future of TikTok in the United States has been in limbo since January of this year due to the government's concerns over potential user data collection and influence operations by the Chinese government, since TikTok is owned by a company in Beijing called ByteDance. Today, after months of expectations, it was announced that a deal has finally been reached between the Trump administration and China to keep TikTok operational in the United States. According to U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, President Trump is expected to speak with Chinese leaders this Friday to finalize the deal. It is believed that TikTok will be bought by Larry Ellison, the executive chairman of Oracle, which is the fourth largest software company in the world as of 2025. Today marks the beginning of Hispanic Heritage Month, which is celebrated each year from September 15th to October 15th. This recognition of heritage began as a week-long celebration in 1968 under President Lyndon Johnson, but was expanded to a month by President Ronald Reagan 20 years later in 1988. Hispanic Heritage Month begins in the middle of September and ends in the middle of October because many Central American countries like Costa Rica, El Salvador, and Guatemala celebrate their independence days within that time frame. According to the National Museum of the American Latino, Hispanic Heritage Month provides more time to, quote, properly recognize the significant contributions that Hispanic and Latino Americans have made in the United States as entrepreneurs, athletes, artists, entertainers, scientists, public servants, and much more, end quote. The museum also clarifies the difference between the terms Latino and Hispanic, explaining that the term Latino describes the diverse people who reside in the United States who have cultural or ancestral ties to Latin America or the Caribbean, whereas the term Hispanic is used to signal a connection to Spain or the Spanish language. The national emergency and federal takeover that the president declared in August, which included the deployment of National Guard troops, expired last week, causing a variety of reactions, with some people being relieved, but others not so much. Although the federal takeover in D.C. has technically ended, National Guard troops aren't leaving the area right away. One Temple Hills, Maryland resident reported seeing troops at LaFont Plaza metro station this morning. Meanwhile, the president is threatening to call a national emergency again in D.C. if local police do not cooperate with immigration enforcement. He claims that if this cooperation does not happen, crime will rise again in the nation's capital. In today's weather, it's currently about 82 degrees in D.C. That's all for your headline news this hour. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe, and thank you for listening.